In 2013, Raewyn Burton saw the need to support Pacific Islanders and multicultural inmates in prison and immigration detention centres. Back then, she made the decision to help out. Since, Ms. Burton has forged pathways within correctional centres and organisations that don't often engage in cross-cultural conversations. She's also supported new migrants with services for food, accommodation, and legal aid. On Friday, she received the Multicultural Sector Outstanding Achiever at the Multicultural Queensland Awards. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan has the story.
Yeah, nervous. I won't lie to you. But very, very excited and very proud to be here tonight to represent the work that's been done and, you know, to be here with other multicultural communities and amazing people who've been doing some amazing things. Yeah.
Now, could you please tell us a little bit more about how you started volunteering in correctional centres?
Yeah, so that was, it's always been a heart of mine to work with people who were in corrections, and I've been doing it right across the Pacific and in New South Wales as well as Queensland for probably the better part of the last 30 years. And so when I came to Queensland, there was a bit of a call out from a person in our Fijian community who was needing some assistance and also just needing help in general. And that was pretty huge. So we, you know, decided to go out and see what that looked like. And from there, that's where I pretty much started at Southern Queensland Correctional Centre back in 2013. And from there, it just, we saw the need was great, and we just continued to engage. When I say we, it was myself and a friend of mine, Lior, who has now passed on, and he was from the Samoan community, and I always acknowledge him because if it wasn't for him, we probably wouldn't have continued to do it, because, you know, going on your own is a bit scary to those sorts of things. And then from there, the more we saw the need, the more we just continued to engage, and we started to see some amazing results. And yeah, it's pretty much how it went. From there, it went to two jails, to three jails, to four jails, and then there was an amazing call out to immigration detention when we saw some changes in federal legislation and the needs that were surrounding our Pacific people at the time.
Well, I'm pretty sure you will have in your thoughts your friend that help you to pave the way to be here today. So I'm sorry for your loss, but it's great that he will be with you as well. Also, in what ways do you also support new migrants, and what do they say about your support in general, and what do they say about Australia?
So with migrants in general, I think there's some of those assimilation issues that we have that we struggle through, and being a migrant myself, and being in Australia for so long, I think it was not easy for my parents, wasn't easy for me. So I think some of the pitfalls and some of the things that I went through, that I've now come through, I think would be of use to migrants who are going through the same issues and concerns. There's all sorts of barriers, language, understanding, just basically not knowing what to do, where to go. And where to find that information was probably one of the biggest things. Talking to migrants now it's a lot easier for me to help them to understand, knowing where I've come from and being around it for so long. So, yeah, they love Australia, but obviously just finding their way is a big thing. Yeah,
it's the biggest issue for new migrants like you and me, you know. True. Finding out the way, I mean, it's difficult. But Ray, what are the plans for the future to continue supporting multicultural communities?
Yeah, so there's, for me, I'm always looking for where there's more need. I think at the moment there are many issues that are facing our communities. And I think one of the biggest things for me at the moment is the aging population of our migrants. And I'm starting to look more into what that looks like and what we know and what we don't know, and how to be able to communicate that right across and to assist. Obviously, Australia, we are dealing with an aging population in general, but for some of our migrant families that came earlier in the piece, or even now, who have aging parents or grandparents, that's a big issue for me at the moment, and looking into how we can best support and navigate that system as well.
Collaboration support worker and winner at the Multicultural Queensland Awards, Raewyn Burton, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.